are going to do a Milken Award now, since we have our guests here with us. Then we're going to do the Comar, the superintendent's possible regulation, and then we're going to move the length of school year regulation until after lunch, when we're going to be doing the waiver requests as well. So now Milken, and then we will do superintendents, and then move to reports of the state board. Unless there are any objections, hearing none. Dr. Salmon?
Oh, thank you very much, President Smerik. I'd like to invite the following folks up to the presentation table. Superintendent Dr. George Villotto, Dr. Darla Strauss, the director of our Milliken National Ed Award, certainly our Milliken recipient, Allison Felton, and her principal, Susan Chittum, from Annapolis High School. And if they can all come up. Many of you know that the Milliken program for Maryland is a 25-year commitment of recognition. We've had 62 Maryland recipients over that 25 years for a total cash award for Maryland educators of over $1.5 million.
Wow.
Outstanding educators are identified by other educators, all confidential. The educator has no idea until they're surprised at an all-school assembly. It's an awesome thing to see their face. And she's doing the same kind of smile and happy dance she did that day. The Milliken National Educator wins $25,000, and it's non-restricted. That means they can do anything they want with this money. So well deserved. So this year's surprise announcement was at Annapolis High School in Anne Arundel County with Michael Milliken, who with his brother Lowell, founded the Milliken Family Foundation and the Milliken National Educator Awards. Interesting to know that they are creating a museum that is going to recognize just educators, and it's going to be in Washington, D.C. So that's an exciting thing to look forward to. So Mike Milliken joined Dr. Salmon and Dr. Alotto along with many elected officials. Governor Hogan was there, Speaker of the House Michael Bush, and County Executive Steve Shull to help us congratulate Allison. We're going to have a brief video in a few minutes to show you the exciting award winner. And just to tell you a little bit about Allison, she teaches 9th through 12th grade mathematics at Annapolis High School. Students know that she's a teacher that will do whatever it takes to help them succeed in math. And the students cheered just as loud as the teachers did that day for Allison. She was handpicked to work with a group of 9th graders on an early warnings indicator list who struggle with attendance, behavior, and grades. Despite their struggles in other classes, they all thrived and passed Felton's Algebra 1 class. In fact, her students showed 20% growth from 2015 to 2016 in the Park year-end assessments for Algebra 1. She works equally well with both high and low-performing students, and in the 3 years she has taught AP Calculus at Annapolis High School, she has increased both the average AP exam score and the size of the program. Now, I'm pleased to turn this board recognition over to Dr. Darla Strauss, who has overseen this program for the last 25 years. So we're going to show that brief video. No comments, Dr. Strauss. Just show the video.
I was but a child when I started. thank you, Dr. Salmon, and thank you to the board for taking these moments to recognize a truly terrific teacher. We need to hear more about these great teachers.
There you go.
Thank you. There's something I don't know about speaking in the microphone. I want to say that we have two extremely important people who are here today. And I'm going to surprise you because you didn't know they're here. But that's Allison's mom and dad.
Aww.
So Chris Felton and Greg Felton, please stand. Come on. I know they weren't that surprised when they heard about this great award, although they said they were pretty surprised. I also want to say thank you to two state board members who actually helped us as we went through this whole selection process. And that's Dr. Michelle Guyton and Stephanie, Ms. Stephanie Assard. Thank you so much for taking time to work with us on that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Dr. Salmon talked about that surprise announcement. We're going to show you a clip of it, but there is nothing that is more exciting. The entire school is there. All the students are screaming and hollering and raving about their teacher. And, of course, that $25,000 prize is pretty good. I think that you should take all of us out for lunch. And again, the recipient has not applied for this award, so it's a matter of really uncovering great people and having other people who know them, their principal and colleagues, really put together a pretty extensive packet about that person with telephone interviews. It's an arduous process. But she had no idea. So that's nice to know you have people who respect you and want the best for you as well. And then Mike Milken, I have to admit, he loves to do Maryland, and he does not run around the country doing these announcements. His brother does some, and they have other people from the foundation, but he in particular always wants to be there for our announcement in Maryland, and he's a terrific person. So that was a lot of fun to have him there. He does a great job. So without further ado, my wonderful assistant Kelly is going to help. This is a video that John Rawson did. It's about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes, something like that. So we're going to take a look at what that surprise was like.
Today is your very own Allison Felton.
There's Allison in the middle of a throng of teachers and students at Annapolis High. And now, she's $25,000 richer. The Milken Family Foundation named Allison Felton winner of a Milken Educator Award, one of only 44 honorees across America. The foundation singled out the 6-year math teacher for her work in guiding, motivating, and improving the skills of her young students.
Guys, I've been here for 6 years. This is the only school I've ever taught at. It's been life-changing. And I don't mean that, like, I'm shaking. Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's an honor. It's all I have to say. Mrs. Chittum, you've been a great support. All the students that I've taught over the course of the last 6 years, you guys are great. You've made me who I am, and I appreciate all of your support. So thank you so much.
This is such a special day because we have Governor Larry Hogan here.
School Superintendent Karen Salmon welcomed the governor, House Speaker, County Executive, and other dignitaries to Annapolis High to what was publicized as an assembly on wellness.
Great to be with you today. And when you think about wellness...
But the giveaway was Michael Milken, known for his education foundation. His cash.
How much?
And Milken anticipation from the crowd regarding the size of the prize.
All right, how much should we give? No, not $2, so...
25 grand. Savvy students cut right to the chase. And the question became...
We'd like to have the teachers...
Who in the building...
Stand up and let's hear a cheer for them today.
...would become a Milken National Educator.
Allison Felton.
The foundation cited Felton's work, saying... Her eclectic and adaptable approach incorporates anything and everything that works.
It's a great day for Annapolis High.
A high.
You know.
A high.
You know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Allison Felton. They're talking about this day at Annapolis High. This is MSDE TV.
Wow. Allison said she now knows what happened at that assembly. She was totally out of it the entire time. Just briefly, we'd love to turn it over to some of the supporters who knew and talked about Allison as we went through this whole process. So let's start with Dr. Arlotto.
Wonderful. Thank you. President Smerick, Vice President Finn, members of the board, and Dr. Salmon, I'm really, really excited to talk to you today. So excited that I'm going to stick to the script because I'll probably go way off script. This is a fantastic award, and Allison is absolutely the right person to have been selected. So thank you for the opportunity to say a few words about one of our amazing teachers, Allison Felton of Annapolis High School. We have a hashtag that I'm sure you're all aware of. If you're not, I'll ask you to take out your phones and take this down, that you'll see on social media, which is hashtag AACPS awesome. I want you to know that Allison epitomizes just that. She is also the epitome of how relationship building can change the lives of students and teachers alike. Allison teaches math, but as her principal, Susan Chittum, will tell you, she teaches life every bit as much as she teaches algebra and AP calculus. Here is a story built upon rigorous instruction and high expectations with equal doses of caring, compassion, and unwavering support for her students. She helps them be more than they think they can be, perhaps in part because of the same support she received from the staff at Annapolis over the last 6 years. Allison spent all 6 years of her professional career at Annapolis, but nearly left after year one. She will tell you that it was Ms. Chittum, followed by her colleagues, who helped her see the difference she could make at Annapolis High School. She stayed and has made a difference in the lives of countless students since. On the day she won the Milken Family Foundation Award, Allison summed it up this way. I tell my students I've got their back 24/7. I tell them that we're going to struggle through this together. I try to run my class as honest as possible. The kids know I'm never going to sugarcoat anything. I think they respect that, and they trust me, and they work really hard for me. I'm not sure how better way to say it, but we are extremely proud of Allison and as a member of our team. So thank you.
Great. Good morning, everybody. It's an honor to be here to speak and introduce one of my amazing teachers, the wonderful Allison Felton. As Dr. Arlotto stated, Ms. Felton creates a learning environment where success is not only possible for all, it occurs for all. There's no exceptions. I've had the great opportunity to observe Allison many times. In fact, don't tell anyone, this is a little secret. When I need to visit a classroom where great things are always happening to get a break from the busyness of a large high school, I will often go into Allison's class just to breathe and relax, ask for whatever the handout is that she's doing so that I can do it myself, because I was a math teacher also, and I just watch the learning happen. It relaxes me, and I know how lucky those children are. Allison is effervescent, she's driven, and she's knowledgeable, all the while being organized with structures galore, structures that teenagers need to learn. I recently overheard in her classroom, in response to a little bit of negative language from one student to another, Ms. Felton said, "We do not speak like that in this classroom. We speak respectfully to each other." The student apologized immediately to his peer. He knew what was expected and accepted in her classroom. They all do. It is a wonderful thing to behold. When I had the opportunity to nominate a teacher for the Milken Award, I did not hesitate. I knew it was Allison. She combines patience with push, while sharing her love for math unabashedly. Allison is an outstanding role model for all of her students. She has inspired future math teachers. For that, there is absolutely no doubt. When I asked a student recently about Ms. Felton, he stated, "Her bar is high for everything. She explains the math while asking questions all at the same time." He was a little incredulous about how that occurs. "She really makes you think, wow. Isn't that what we want for all of our kids, all of the time?" Ms. Allison Felton is excellence in teaching, and Annapolis High School, Anne Arundel County Public Schools, and the state of Maryland is lucky to have her. Thank you again for including us this morning. It is my pleasure at this time to introduce Allison Felton, Milken Excellence in Education Award winner from Annapolis High School in Anne Arundel County.
Thank you for welcoming this morning. I will say that I am very nervous to be here. This is very daunting to me, and I've never experienced anything like this before. But I would first like to say how incredibly honored I am to be Maryland's recipient of the Milken Educator Award. And although I am the direct recipient of the award, it truly is my students who are the winners. Without their willingness and perseverance to be successful, I wouldn't be who I am as an educator today. I want to thank my parents who are here with me today for always encouraging me. I'm sorry. to try my hardest to exceed all expectations. I want to thank my principal, Mrs. Sue Chittum, for being a tremendous leader and role model for me for the last 5 years. You strive for greatness in every aspect of your leadership and your role as principal at our amazing Annapolis Senior High School. And I try to leave my students with the exact same high expectations that you have for us as your staff members. And finally, I want to thank the Milken Family Foundation for the tremendous opportunities that this award has offered to me. I got to spend 3 fabulous days in D.C. with the 43 other members who won the award this year. And the feeling that you got being around all of the other educators in the world that are just as excited about education as I am is, I'm always going to remember it for the rest of my life. These last few months have honestly felt like a dream. I still feel like I'm floating. It was a nice little pick-me-up after, you know, the first semester of school and feeling that the kids themselves are getting to the point where, like, oh, when is school going to end already? So, again, I appreciate this award on so many levels as it actually has pushed me to work even harder in every aspect of my teaching. As an educator, we truly have the best job in the world. And as the motto of the Milken Family Foundation states, the future truly belongs to the educated. I can't wait to see where this journey takes me. Thank you.
Great. We have some award prizes to give you, and one of them, this beautiful obelisk. And this truly is a partnership. The Milken Family Foundation, they couldn't do what they want to do without the Maryland State Department of Education. So I have to tell you that we work together very closely, and, you know, we know Maryland, they know many, many other things, but they really depend on each state to find outstanding people that they can at least look through the portfolio. So we have from the Milken Family Foundation, the Maryland State Department of Education, this is the award that the recipients receive. Did you get the $25,000 yet? She's got the money. And we also have a citation from the Board of Education and the department for you. So I guess we want to take a photo because I know she wants that.
I think normally what we will do is have you all come up behind, and we'll get the board to stand up and behind the president, vice president, and we'll take a nice picture. And
that's
I think Bill's going to do that. And
great.
I don't know, President Smerek, if board members want to say anything.
Well, I will just say congratulations. As a proud product of Anne Arundel County Public Schools, it is even more exciting for me. So congratulations to you and to your family. This is terrific. Thank you for the work that you do for kids. It's an honor well-deserved. Thanks. Anyone else?
It was a joy to be there and to watch your face. But this is the first year I've been a part where I actually knew a little bit about the recipient because I know some of your students. And their testimony about you is incredible. So your words and your deeds will outlive you. Great job.
Well done. Anyone else? Sure.
As a student, struggled in AP Calculus last year. I'm just amazed by all the great things that you're doing, and I think I speak for all your students and everyone that we really are appreciative of you, and we really want to thank you for everything that you've done for your students.
Justin?
I just want to congratulate you as well, and as a scientist myself who absolutely loved mathematics, it was what made me excited about going to school every day was getting to go to math class. What a great example you are for the young women that you must teach. To see a accomplished professional woman who loves mathematics and can share that love with young women, that's we need more people like that who can do that. Some things you have more meaning for you when they come from people who look like you, and I'm sure you inspire your young men too. But you're a great example of the way women can succeed in all the STEM fields. So thank you for providing that for these young people.
Dr. Maley McCarthy.
Yeah. Hi. I want to congratulate you, too, as someone who works with teachers every day and understands the hard work that happens every day and then after when the school day is done. I appreciate that. But also as someone who has been around a few years and have colleagues and classmates now on Facebook, there are certain teachers that we remember. That have taught us lessons beyond what the content of the curriculum was. And you are one of those teachers who will be remembered by people like me many years hence. So thank you for all the work you do. And I know what you do every day. So thank you and congratulations.
Thanks so much.
I wish you'd been my math teacher. That's all.
Thank you. All right, let's take our photo. Yes.
All right, come on up. I'm going to give you this.
And then you wouldn't get your data so wrong.
That's right. I know.
Wouldn't have to make
it. Can you sit?
Sure.
Chester, sit. And maybe Justin. And then we'll get behind you. I think then we can all sit.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, if you don't mind.
As long as I'm in the center, that's all I care about.
Sure. Right, now we've got to get a lot closer like we'd like you to.
Okay. Andy, that was great. Wait, don't take that. I'm sorry. He has me laughing.
I just want to be the center of it.
Sure. Sorry. That was hilarious.
Dr. Lotto, are you in here?
I am. Yes, ma'am.
Good to go?
All right, look at us. Here we go.
I'm going to take a few pictures, guys, so bear with me.
I know Allison is.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Wow. Couple angles in. One, two, three. One, two, three. Perfect.
All right. Thank Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Well done. Very excited for you.
Congratulations.
Don't ever do that again.
You didn't know that I had prima donna qualities, did you?
Oh, my gosh. I snorkeled when I laughed.
Oh, it's me, Kevin. President Smerich, people always ask me if I like my job. And I actually say to them, yes, and some days more than others. And so those days are the days that you really feel like, wow, this is an awesome, awesome thing to be able to recognize somebody for that kind of work. So thank you all for coming, and good luck to you, Allison. I'm sure I'll be seeing more of you. I'll see you on Thursday. That's right.
And thank you, Darla.
Thank you.